Monday the 4th of March, I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance, and I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific. Firstly, in Indonesia, Indonesia's Deputy Chief of Police has raised concerns about the increase in fights between supporters of the presidential candidates leading up to the elections in April. There has been various election-related crimes. Different social media platforms are being monitored to prevent hate speech. Arrests have been made for violations of the Electronic Information and Transactions Law for misuse of social media. Police are collaborating with different NGOs, civil society organisations, and local mosques to raise awareness against misinformation amongst the public. Non-Indonesian clients are advised to avoid all political events, and clients are advised to be aware of misinformation being spread on social media. In Thailand, the Election Commission made the decision to allow Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha to campaign. However, Prayut said he has no interest in campaigning and considers it a waste of time. Prayut is the prime ministerial candidate of the Palang Pracharat Party. Also in Thailand, soldiers clashed with a group of armed insurgents in Chanay district of Narithawat province in southern Thailand yesterday. No casualties have been reported so far. Armed insurgents retreated into the jungle, leaving behind a pistol, hammocks, backpacks and food supplies. In the Philippines, soldiers discovered a hospital allegedly run by the New People's Army in the mountains of Buena Vista town in Agusan del Sur in southern Mindanao province. After the discovery of the hospital, 25 cadres of the New People's Army surrendered in Negros Occidental in western Visayas province. Clients are advised to be aware of frequent clashes between the communist rebels and the security forces in the southern and central provinces of the Philippines. Also in the Philippines, the Philippine National Police has increased its patrol along the coastlines to curb illegal drug trafficking and other criminal activities. More than $19 million has been allocated to upgrade the operational capability of the police. Under the administration of President Rodrigo Duterte, more than 5,000 people have been killed in drug-related raids since July 2016. However, this figure is contested by human rights groups who say the number is between 12 and 20,000. Clients are advised to avoid impoverished areas of major cities and smaller towns in the Philippines. Armed encounters between the police and drug dealers along the seaports continue. In Papua New Guinea, a referendum seeking either independence or a stronger autonomy for Bougainville Island from Papua New Guinea has been postponed from June to October this year. A shortfall in funds and concerns about the accuracy of the voter list are said to be the main reason for the delay. The referendum is essential to maintain peace after the bloody civil war ended in 2001, which killed more than 20,000 people in Bougainville. Armed violence can potentially increase on the Bougainville Island due to the postponement of the referendum. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about either our East Asia Pacific or our South Asia Operational Risk Management memberships. Thank you.